You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Praise the Lord, and greetings to all our viewers this wonderful morning. From wherever you're tuning in from, we greet you from the studio here at MyTV in Turek, Suva, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those of us tuning in from overseas, I know that most of you are regarding this time as your family service, not only to come and congregate as a family, but also to reminisce your relatives back at home. So from homeland, Fiji, we greet you in Jesus' name. Australia, New Zealand, the Pacific region. If you're tuning in from the European continent, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Northern Ireland, United States of America, and its nearby states, also greet you this wonderful morning in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also take this time to greet our army officers and police officers who are serving the Middle East, up in the Sinai Peninsula, and also up at the Golan Heights, or in Lebanon, or in Sudan, the Middle East, and part of Asia. From home, Fiji, we greet you this wonderful morning. Thank you so much for representing Fiji in the peacekeeping duties, and it is our hope that the coronavirus pandemic is not deterring your serving this God this morning. And we do believe that through this program, not only this program, but all the programs with the Word of God that you will hear from this platform will enhance your walk with the Lord and enhance your spiritual walk, nourish you spiritually this wonderful morning. We also take this time to greet the 14 provinces of this country. We greet the President and your family, the Honorable Prime Minister and your family, the Cabinet Ministers, the Permanent Secretaries, the Opposition, and all those who work in the government and the non-government organization moving our country forward. We take this time to thank you for all the work that has been done, especially at this time. And we greet you in Jesus' mighty name. And don't forget that we always pray for you in your daily operations, that God will continue to guide you. Whichever denomination you belong to, on behalf of the General Superintendent of the New Methodist Christian Fellowship, the Global Director, the Senior Pastors, and the NCF, we take this time to greet all of you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To the NCF churches, Fiji and International, we take this time to greet you as well this wonderful morning. Before we move on with our program today, we will hear a headquarters announcement, a few announcements for us this morning before we hand over to our General Superintendent and Head of Souls to Jesus Ministry, Senior Pastor Atunai Savose Adebulono, and the Global Director for New Methodist Christian Fellowship and Chief Executive Officer for My Television, Pastor Rachel Ivulohono, who will partake to us the Holy Communion and also be the mouthpiece of God this wonderful morning. And we look forward to today's session. And I believe that all of us are looking forward to this God of Our Nation program at 10:30 every morning. Before we proceed, let us bow down with a word of prayer. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to hear once again from you, our comforter, our sustainer, our King, our Father, and our everything. You have been our everything. You have been the doer of everything in our lives. We take this moment to pause and just to say thank you, Father, for this beautiful morning. Father, we pray for those all of us, all of those that are tuning in live this morning from the comfort of their home. Some are lying down in hospital beds, in ICU, and wherever they are, lying down this morning sick, or some are facing financial problems or social problems in their family. Father, we know that the Word of God this morning will impart into them that you are the solution to everything, that you are the answer to everything that we search for in this time. Thank you, Father God, for this wonderful opportunity. We're going to hear from you. Speak to us, Father, as we listen. Speak to every individual souls that are listening in this morning in whichever modality. Some are listening through my television. Some are listening through Facebook, or will watch this clip later. Father God, your word will stand forever. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us with your word today. We give you back the glory, the honor, the praises, the majesty, and the dominion. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Just a few announcements for us today before I hand over to the Ngaselebu and Randini Ngaselebu of New Methodist Christian Fellowship, who will be the mouthpiece of God to us this wonderful morning. First and foremost, we greet all the non-New Methodist Christian Fellowship that always take the time to listen to the 10:30 God of Our Nation program. Thank you so much for listening in, and we hope that we believe that Jesus will manifest through his word into your lives and families and areas of our need that you need this wonderful week and wonderful day today. So acknowledgement to all the senior pastors and pastors Randini and all the congregation, NCF, Fiji and International. We take this time to thank you for all the seeds and all the programs that has been running despite the situation that we go through, despite serving, having your family service at home and we're not congregating as a zone. As a church together in regions. We take this time to acknowledge all the works that you have been done. We are grateful and thank you for all that has been done. Our church service, as we have been reminded often, we will continue to have our service in our individual families. Until the restrictions is over, then we will revert back to the modality that we used to worship in worship center, zone, or as regions. Thank you. Sincere thanks to Australia and New Zealand for always sending your daily updates. It's very encouraging to our regions and zones for all the updates that has been coming, the Zoom meetings, the family prayer meetings, and everything that you've updated. We take this time to thank you, all the senior pastors, the pastors and congregation in Australia and New Zealand, the USA and Europe, and also Fiji-wide. But we would like to emphasize to the Europe zones, senior pastors and pastors, please update our leaders on whatever is happening on that side of the world. Don't allow COVID-19 to restrict everything. No, you can still update us on Viber, on the prayer meetings, the little things that you do. Let us know that you are part of the network of whatever that we are doing. And we are also praying for you. I know it's hard for most of you, the work and the environment pertaining to COVID-19, we are also praying for you. But please do keep our leaders informed of whatever is happening in your region and in your zones. Another reminder for us this morning is our global fasting. Yes, we will continue. This is the last week of May and time is running very fast. So it's the last week of May. We will continue with 48 hours last week, this week for May. But next month, June, we will continue with 48 hours mission fasting. That is liquid fasting from Wednesday morning to Friday morning. And all night prayers will also continue from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in your respective families as per the zones and regions prayer schedule that are sent out by regional coordinators and endorsed by our leaders. Reminder next week, Holy Spirit Virtual Conference. It starts tomorrow. Monday, it starts tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Vitu na kaloko kina walu na kaloko ena ekavi. Vikenda na leo ni bunu ndavoga wrong mind. Imbulu binaka. Tegawutsukana Singani Matakana, New Methodist Fellowship, Christian Fellowship Facebook page, Sana Tegawutsukina virtual conference, and a Kavotakana conferendi, and Takatsukadina studio. So we call it in English a virtual conference of Holy Spirit conference starting tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we welcome all of you. Please spread the news. We have sent out the posters to all our Facebook outlets and also in through Viber in all the regions. Continue to share. Continue to let the people know that we are having this 1 week Holy Spirit conference from Monday to Sunday next week. We all need the Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us, to nurture us, especially more so for this time. Praise the Lord. Number five for us today is the Lockdown with Jesus program, Word Chapter Challenge and Memory Joggers. Thank you for sending your clips. It has been very encouraging to see a 6-year-old, 10-year-old memorizing the Word of God. It is the only thing that will keep us or sustain us and our only source of hope in these last days. So don't only do it for these memory joggers weekly. Do it for your future. And continue to do it. When this lockdown is over, continue to do it in your families. And we encourage that this week again, please send in your memory joggers or clips to Executive Managers Media Administration or Executive Managers Production and Training or through the New Methodist or Souls to Jesus Facebook page. Another reminder for us to Team Kandavu, the NCF Charity Drive team, will depart Suba on Tuesday, on the Tuesday boat for Kandavu. They will be bringing food items to those zones, individuals, families, regions who have contributed monetary or through the things that you have purchased on behalf of our leaders. We say thank you. Malo bagalebu naloloma. So this week, Tuesday, next week, Tuesday, it will be going in the boat to Kandavu. Senior Pastor Salu and the congregation, if you're listening in this morning, please have your congregation be ready at the wharf to help in the offloading of the cargoes from the Suva boat. They will be there until Friday. Friday, they will return back to Suva. Please see through their administration and logistics while on their stay in Kandavu. And last but not the least, all our national weekly program and Word of the Hour will be on air at the routine time tomorrow. Tune in again through 7 p.m. 6 p.m. is our regional training and 7 p.m. is a Holy Spirit conference that will go on for a week. And from the studio in Suba, on behalf of our leaders, we wish you a safe week and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Now I will invite the General Superintendent of the New Methodist Christian Fellowship and Head of Souls to Jesus Ministry, Gasilebu, Senior Pastor Atunaisa Vulono, and Randini Gasilebu, Pastor Rachel Vulono, for the Word of the Hour this morning.
Thank you very much, Taltalangase Tiko. Thank you for the announcement. We take this time to welcome you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Pastor Rachel Randini Gasilebu will share the word to us today. It will be a conversational preaching or sharing this morning with the topic Against All Odds. And I just want to repeat this Bible verse again, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Hallelujah. As it is written, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and never enter into the heart of man what God prepare, what God keep aside for those that love Him. And I believe that this time, at this hour, whatever you're going through, against all odds, the odds that you're going through, hallelujah, tune in, because God will sustain you and God will take you to another level. Yeah. The level that God provided depends on the things that you've gone through. Hallelujah. So I welcome our speaker this morning. Hallelujah.
We're actually both speakers.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, this morning we would like to encourage the members that are watching in this morning, and not only members. Maybe some of you do not believe in God at all, but you always know that there is a program at 10:30 every Sunday. Thank you, Tanga Stiko, for the awesome start today. Today we would like you to be part of what we are doing. It's not something that we just tell you what to do and then you work yourself out on how to do it, but we would like you to understand maybe the basic steps of what to do, you know, to
fix whatever's happening to, in our lives right now. From the studio, we will be having Holy Communion, because what we're working towards, after you have that conviction for believers, I know you're listening in today, you know the power of the Holy Spirit. When he leads you to that momentum of your life with him, when you partake the Holy Communion, then it takes you to another level. It gives you another greater conviction. There is more practical to you other than just a normal service. We want to treat this morning not just like a normal service for you to find time to tune in, or you have nothing to do just to listen in. We want this service to be something more practical to you, that we can guide you on what you can do from the level that you are at the moment. Well, from last week, I just to do a quick recap of last week's sharing that we had. I was talking about against all odds, which means at the moment, no one, I believe, is normal. Something has happened in your life and our lives. There's been a little adjustment, a little change. Maybe not in the way that you live your life in your workplace. Some of you may be not really affected in the workplaces, but some of us are affected from home. So one way or the other, you are affected, and there are changes. And those changes, we believe as believers, when you believe in God, because he creates the universe, we believe that he created the universe. He spoke and everything came to be. So we believe that. And we believe the same creator is still here with us today to help us with what we are going through now. And it's not the time to come and say, okay, we're going to pray and then it's going to go away tomorrow. And it's going to go back to the before COVID days, like nothing happened. No. To be practically, realistic of what's happening right now, you need to believe that change has to come from you, not just by praying for the change to go back to what you were, and you refuse to accept the change. Human beings, they struggle. They resist the change. They don't want to accept the change. And that is the biggest battle we're having right now. Most of us, we are resisting the change. It can get mental because you're resisting. You're fighting something that you cannot fight. You're trying to change something that you cannot change. And by doing that, it builds up your mental, and it can be very destructive if you cannot handle it well. But this is the moment that we want to share as a couple from the ministry to tell you, don't fight it in your physical sense to believe that you're going to pray and fast today or have a program, and then all of a sudden it's going to be all good. No, it's not going to happen. This is going to be your normal. So embrace the fact that this is the normal. You need to do the adjustment here and know what to do to face up with the new life that you have in front of you. So welcome to the new life. If you have been rebuffing and don't want to accept the new life, I want to welcome you to the new life. The past, post, during COVID-19 life. So welcome. And wherever you are. And we want to take you through those steps. Like what I shared last week, when we came into my TV, we were, I would say, in the COVID-19 days and with everything that we were facing. What we did, we took ownership. We actually went and met every creditor that we owe money to. And, the humble experience of it all. To sit there and to tell them, I owe you money. And can we discuss how I'm going to pay you? Because those are the things that you need to do now. You need to face your reality. You need to take ownership. You need to say to yourself, I need to do something about it. We cannot keep on living in a dream like nothing happened. Something had happened. It has already happened. And you need to face it today. So it will be conversational because he will be coming in every now and then to share with you on how we can tackle this together. Because by the time you have your Holy Communion, it's you and God, no longer has to do with us. It's you and God. You're actually telling God, okay, this is where I am at. Please, Father, help me through. Please, God, I believe that you exist, that you're going to guide me through. For those steps, Tekka, do you want to share anything on that?
Any time that God wants us to change our lifestyle or to improve our lifestyle, normally we face with something, maybe pandemic or maybe natural disaster. That means God wants to readjust our life. Yeah. So whatever we face, it's for better.
Yes.
It's for our good. God wants to take us to another level. Say for, just like for Joseph, they were crying, they were praying, they were seeking God. Then God come to them. So it's a step that we have to take when we face with situation, for the all odds to come and for us to tackle, we need to readjust our life.
as you sharing, this is the time to readjust. This is the time to think big. And this is the time to know God ordained this time for us to go to another level. I alone knows the plan I have for you,
Amen.
Says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the time of exile in Babylon, and that's the time that God will promote them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, as you are watching in this morning, for those of us, like we vary in our situation. Some of us were working both salary, both of you bringing money home.
Yes.
Have very good procedures, the jobs, have nothing to worry. And you have a property in town because to take you closer to work. And you also have a property in the village that, you know, most of us Fijians, we build home back in the village because we have pieces of land or we have things back at home that we always thought, oh, there's something to fall back on. So some of us are sitting on that level. Most of us, maybe we're traveling a long way from the village to come to work. And now one of you have lost the job. So our situations differ.
Yes.
It's not the same for everybody that are listening in today. Some of us may be completely, the both of you just lost everything that you've ever had. There's no work. Maybe like in the West, because it's mostly a tourism focused. So when it closed, you lost the job because the hotel has closed or you reduced days because there's no tour, scenic tours taking you elsewhere, and everything just closed in. So some of you are sitting in that position when you have absolutely nothing at all coming in, you know, to your finances. I'm talking about the financial level. And some of us, which is normal, like for us, for us, we are on full time, so we live by faith. You know, to actually describe to you or to talk to you,
yes,
about our life, it will be mind-boggling.
When we talk about full-time, we're talking about no salary.
Yeah.
So for me, no salary from 2005, and for her, no salary from 2012.
So for you, it's something new, but for us, it's
normal.
Normal.
It's normal.
For us, it's normal. So yeah, it makes it easier for us to share
to
with
share
you.
Because when you have nothing,
yes,
then God becomes,
yes,
something.
Yeah. And what we are zeroing to, if you know God or you already believe in God like we do, then it should be easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to raise your level of faith, to trust Him more, and to know that He lives. You need to believe that,
yes,
He exists. In Hebrews 11:6, it says that faith pleases God. You need to have faith, but you need to believe that He exists. Not because of your good doing, not because of the money coming in because of your work, or not because of your being a good person, no. But because He lives and He exists. Only then, you know, and then He will reward those who diligently seek Him.
The Bible says that the righteous shall live by faith. We are confident of living whatever situation, whatever pandemic comes, because we have faith.
Yes.
Regardless what happened, regardless money or no money,
yeah,
sus or no sus, we believe that God.
Yeah, and that goes back to those of you that I'm, you know, addressing earlier. You believe in God.
Yes.
But your level of faith hasn't taken you to this level.
To trust.
Like to the level that you really need Him so badly. In every walk of the way, in every meal on the table, in everything that has to happen at home, for you to have that shelter above your head. You know, it depends on that faith. So if you're a believer and you already know God, I need you to work on your faith more. How do I work on my faith? I need you to read the Word of God.
Yes.
This is it. You know, faith comes from reading. And
hearing.
What hearing and reading what? The Word of God. And it's accessible to anybody who believes.
Yes.
So you need to hear the Word of God, which means you can tune into any TV station that preaches the Word of God or listen to anything. You need to believe in the Word of God to keep on hearing the Word of God, because that Word of God is going to increase your faith within you. And that faith that increase within you pleases your God in Hebrews 11:6. Because it pleases God, because you believe that He lives, then He will do something about the situation.
So yeah, when we want to increase faith, we let in the Word of God, not only on Sunday, every day.
And I would like to you know, address those of you who don't believe in God altogether. You know, you may be watching in from home and you'll be saying, okay,
yes,
you know, there goes the Christian freak talking about their God again. Well, I would rather be labeled a Christian freak. And if you're listening in today and you don't know God and you don't believe in any God at all, you need to believe God. And I want to recommend my God, and His name is Jesus.
Yes.
You need to believe in God. You need to believe in something. Like what I shared last week, when pandemic, you know, that pandemic came, when COVID-19 came, there's nothing in the world that can fix it. People are still looking now, countries, you know, on how to fix that sickness that happened. But who can fix you? How have these people have been healing? I believe it was the power of God.
How come nothing happened in Fiji? No one died in Fiji. We believe because this nation pray. We pray to this God.
Yes.
And his name is Jesus. Well, if you don't believe in him, I would like to just to pose a question just for you to think about it. Maybe, you know, ponder on it later. Try and assess everything that you've gone through in life. And maybe there's some points in your life that God was trying to cross your road, trying to tell you or remind you, hey, no, I live. I exist. You know, that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So if you don't believe in him, I need you to believe in him. Because physically, everybody's facing the same thing. Financially, everything else. The Christians are not facing anything different from the Hindus, from the Muslims, or from those who don't believe in anything at all.
Yeah.
No, everybody's facing the same thing, which means that nothing, you know, exempts you from whatever that you're facing. But if you believe in God, you need to be looking for something to help you or to work for you. Because if your company say, okay, I can only pay you for 2 days or 3 days, or no, the company is closed. I can't really help you financially. So where are you turning to? You need to turn to somebody. You need to turn to something. Because if you turn to a human being, if you turn to your boss, or say if I turn to my husband, he's also human. He's got his issues. If I turn to my boss, you know, he's got a company to run. He's got his family to look after. Whoever you turn to, that somebody has got something else to look after or responsible for or accountable to some other person. But you need to turn to God.
That's right. We have
you
to
need
turn
to turn to God. There is no other way. You need to turn to God. And if you say, okay, how many gods are there? You know, I know a lot of gods, but I want to recommend mine. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
And you need to trust in him. You need to believe in him. Like what I shared last week when we started here, we actually went to all our creditors to tell them, imagine, we owe nearly more than half a million, 654,000 in debt. We took the time and humbled ourselves to meet with everybody and to tell them, we owe you this kind of money. Can we discuss how we're going to fix it? Okay, sitting from home, like what I said, the different categories. Both of you working, one lost job or both have lost job, and you have a rent to pay at the end of the month. You have payments for your home, a mortgage, you have payments for your car, you have your mortgage amount sitting there. You have your water bills, electricity bills, you have your daily living, buying food for the family. Maybe some of you have got babies, which is much more demanding. Baby formula, the other things. You know, the expenses keep on going high. So different families has got their normal operating budget plus their mortgages to pay. And you are in a position like, okay, there's only one working or there's less money coming in. Before we used to have this volume of money coming in. Now it's only half. It's only three quarter. This is the reality. Don't run away. Don't walk away from it. Don't walk away. Take ownership. Like what I said for my TV, we took ownership.
Yeah.
We went back to them and we told them, we never had anything. Imagine 50% of the church came in and we have Mr. Stanley Simpson come in. Nobody's got the kind of money to pay the bill. We don't have that money. We don't have 654,000. But we took ownership.
Yeah.
We took ownership. We said to ourselves, even though this, you know, debt has been created from 2007, that has nothing to do with either party, but we went back and we took ownership and we say, we owe the money and we will pay. Let us discuss how to pay. So on your situation, if you're listening from home now,
yeah,
with all those, there is, you know, it can be overriding. It can overwhelm you. Some of you are having sleepless nights. You don't know, you know, okay, when are we going to be chased out of this house? When are we going to be losing this house? Don't think negative. You need to
Hallelujah.
Fight. You need to stand today and say to yourself, no, I'm going to do something about it. So you look at your finances coming in. Sit as husband and wife. Look at your money coming in. Look at the money that you used to have. Look at the commitment that you need to do. Your mortgage, like what I said. Your priority should be your mortgage. Your priority should be the things that sustain you in your house, the house that keeps you in that building. So when you look at all that, go and meet wherever you get the loan from. Is it the bank? Is it one of the loaning agency? Maybe home finance or maybe credit card? Go together. Go and explain to them your situation. Look, and you explain to them, when I got this loan, I was paying that. I was paying this amount. Now I only have that. Please, can you help us? Can we discuss on the best way to go out of these things? Can we reduce our payment? You need to be practical to go. So as husband and wife, discuss now. Mm-hmm. Cut down some of the things that you don't need. Reduce your budget when it comes to buying food. Live with faith. Live with faith.
You live with your need, not with your wants.
Yeah, you live within, yeah. You cut out the wants. Yeah, cut out the wants. So if you have to shop and buy chocolates and all those kind of bills before, cut out all those things. I used to share in the church earlier, maybe this is the time that you should apply in your life. When we started our family and we, you know, started off way back, years back, Maybe when I was sharing before, people used to laugh and said, okay, you know, that sounds silly. But for me, that was my way of life. Or maybe now it's more practical about it. So for us, when we buy one carton of milk, it's one milk Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And when Monday finish, well, it's Monday. If you want to drink tea with milk again Tuesday. On Monday, and you said wait for Tuesday. Like after midnight or whatever, what you have to wait for Tuesday. There should be some control and some management. Look, God is watching you and looking at the way you manage, the way you manage. No matter how little, look, don't look at the volume you have now. Don't look at the money coming in now. You look at how well you're going to be managing those little things that God is trusting you right now. It can be nearly half of the pay. It can be a quarter of what you used to have before. Don't even fret. Don't even be worried. Don't doubt that little money. Manage it well. So you cut out everything and anything that you need to do to make you survive with the little that He has given you. Look, He's a faithful God.
When we do that, that's what we call working your faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just continue to pray and fast when you know very well your enemy is at the door.
Yeah.
Because he will attack you inside.
Yeah,
so you have to stand up and face your enemy and deal with the issue.
Yeah.
That's exactly from the Bible. When they were crying, the Israelites were crying because of the Red Sea and because of the army of Pharaoh. And God said, Moses, what's in your hand? This is what we call walking the faith.
Yeah.
And when you don't walk your faith died.
Yes.
So this is the time you face with the issues. You're talking about the My Television, more than 500,000.
Yeah.
You stood up as a working here.
Yeah.
And you go to every individual company that this company, that the television, owe the money back to 2007,
yeah.
Which got nothing to do with the...
No,
with
you, yeah, because you, yeah, when you're listening in, you know, it might sound okay. At that time, sometimes when we walk out from the meeting with Stanley, and when we come to the car park, we look at each other and then we laugh and said, you know, it's funny because everybody's going to meet to make money or get money in. We went for meeting to pay money. You know, who does that? Who goes and put your hand up and say, hey, I owe you money? This is the time to take ownership.
That's what
yeah.
we call righteous shall live by
yes.
faith.
So
because
you want
to make things right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had our meeting. And I know my TV staff are actually watching in or logging in today. We had our meeting on Friday. And when we had our meeting on Friday, before we walked into that meeting, because Stanley would like to share with us certain things that he wants the company to run with now. And when we walked in, I turned to him and I said, you know, it's just amazing how God works. That at though, you know, 2016, 3 years ago, we were operating that way. It's like, okay, you're standing on your toes all the time. So for me, because I help with the finances or help in administering the finances, a lot of things matters. And then that's one thing that we're sharing with us. It's your way of living.
Yes.
A way of living. So for us, if I'm waiting and then the bills are sort of like struggling, I'll come back to our admin people and say, okay, check the files, check this. It's the way that we live. And I believe God allowed this COVID-19 is the moment for you to correct
yes.
your life. Certain things we take for granted. You can't be lazy all the time. You can't do anything anyhow all the time. No, this is a self-check for you to stand still
yeah.
and look at the way that you have been handling. Look at the way that you have been looking after your family, shopping for your family, using your money. There are some money that you can save, that you could have saved as well. Maybe God is allowing this time. And if you can survive with the little money that you've given you now, and imagine when things get back to normal. So don't change. Continue, and you save the rest. So it's our way of living, and you need to believe and trust in Him. When I was working at the Fiji Airways now, it was Air Pacific before, and when I left in 2012, I was getting enough for my family. And 3 years before I left the company, I trained myself to work like I'm not working. It doesn't make sense if I have to explain to you. I was working, getting paid, but I live like I'm not getting paid.
You're not going to the bank. You're not going to the ATM.
Yeah. Yeah. Because my finances or my salary was helping to run the church. Money coming in from my pay helped to run the church. Missionaries we sent to Vanuatu or Tonga or Samoa. All those money that I earned from my salary was running the church. The only thing that I was using is to pay for the bills and, you know, keep us going. But I don't buy food. I don't shop with my money or with my salary. So for 3 straight years, I fast and pray for our need at home. If we run out of milk or butter, my children, obviously, they are children, and they will come and say, oh, there's no more butter, and say, okay, pray. So the language at home is pray, and then you get. It's not like easy to open the wallet. Okay, you run to the shop, or you go and get that. No, that was not our conversation. The conversation was pray. That was the normal lingo at home at that time. And when I came out, step out in faith with no salary at all from 2012 until today, it was normal. I've trained my life to live like there's nothing out there. I was getting paid, but I was not relying on my money to live. I was not relying on my pay packet at the end of the month of when we need to take that money and say, I'm going to be doing that and that and that and that. No, I live by faith. So I don't wait for my pay either. If I need anything, I sit before God. I can plan out my fasting. I can call out his name. It pushes me closer to know him. More than just a God that you pray to on Sunday or just a God that is out there waiting for your time of need. No, he is such a companion. That's why I go back to what Talanga Sitiko announced at the beginning of his service this morning, the Holy Spirit conference. When you know him and you know the Holy Spirit, he said that it's better for him to go and give him the Holy Spirit. Look, you can lose your parents. I'm talking from my experience. You can lose your parents. You can lose your husband. You can lose your children. But don't lose the Holy Spirit. When he's with you, he directs you. He shows you. In 1 Corinthians 2:10, he says, he show you the deeper things of the Spirit. He show you the things that your mind cannot even fathom. He will be your guider. He guide you in everything. Your thoughts, everything about you, he does it. So tune in when you have the time because you'll need to get him a bit more. I know him because he's my life. He has been my life. Sometimes, you know, I'll be talking to them and I say, okay, that. And they'll be looking at each other, or the ministry's running, and they'll say, okay, can we do that? Or they'll be like, okay, can we do that? And I don't do that because of the knowledge that I have or because of who I am. I do that because I have a very close relationship with him. You know, he has given us that gift, and it's to everybody who believes in him. And I need you to take that.
For example, you're a CEO of television. You never run a television station before.
No.
Yeah. So the Holy Spirit guides you to run the television station. The Holy Spirit finance you when you're short. It make it maybe crazy from the other side of, of the coin.
Yeah.
But that's how the Holy Spirit works. He works in a different way because he's been through your tomorrow.
Yes. You need to trust him. You need to believe in him. Go back to what we were sharing today. Like you've done all your assessment. This is reality. You need to get a book. You need to sit down. You need to either start tomorrow. You have to start somehow. You need to sit down and take ownership and know who you are, know your reality. Don't keep on hiding. Don't keep on saying, oh, we're okay. Don't keep on saying, oh, we should be good. Don't keep on saying, oh, I'll be back at work. Don't. No more of those phrases. You sit down, face your reality, know exactly where you're going, what to do now, what to cut. Back to what I was saying. Some of you may be having homes here in town, you know, in different areas within Fiji, and then you have your village, you know, your house back in the village. If you know that your village is not far from here, say you live in Rewa or you have a home in Rewa or in Serua, but you're renting in town because you're going to work and then you're affected with everything that is happening, this is the time to make those decisions. Make those decisions to move back to your home. Move back to the homes that you've already done. Go without paying this rent. Save this money. If you're paying $600, $700, $800 rent, forego that rent and go back to your village. You just need to do, like what I said, adjustment. Which means if you have to be waking up at 6 o'clock here in Suva to reach the office at 8, wake up at 5 o'clock. Go back 1 hour. What is 1 hour to you? Nothing. So adjust your life. And when you go back, the only thing you pay, maybe it's electricity or maybe it's the water. But yet you have a lot of pieces of land for you to plant. So you go without buying your groceries. Maybe you just buy salad oil, butter, things that you don't have there. But you can grow your belly, grow your cassava. And if you're close to the sea, even better. So the cost of living, they are, you know, adjusted that way. And if you have a property that you're paying on mortgage and you also have a home in the village, go there so the finance you have can continue to maintain your property that you don't lose it. So there are a lot of adjustments that you need to do and you need to make the decision now. Like maybe not immediately, but Like what I said, you can't pray and fast today. We are believers. I believe in God. I'm not praying to God to change this situation. I'm not praying to God to say, oh, Lord, you know, take us back. No, I'm praying to God, help me adjust and help me to go through.
Amen.
Your prayer as a believer, you don't pray against what God is doing. God, if you say, oh, COVID-19 is not from God. No, if you don't know, COVID-19 is from God. For to benefit those who believe in Him. So you need to believe in Him and receive, accept the fact that He's allowing all these things. So you need to ask God, help me to go through. Help me to go through. And then when God is looking at you, you need to be specific. Sometimes He'll say, oh, God knows. And said, okay, are you praying? Well, He knows what I need. Yeah, He knows what you need. But you need to sit and tell Him. You need to be detailed to Him. You need to come before Him and say, Lord, this is my problem. I lack these finances. I lack that. And I only have this little bit amount, and I have that. I commit it all to you. You need to commit it all to Him, and He will ordain your steps. He will direct you. He will guide you. Like what I said, if you have a home back in the village, this is the time to make the decision. What about your children? Where are they schooling right now? Look at this is the time for you to reassess the whole thing. At one point in time, our government was saying, you know, go to the schools close to where you're staying. You know, you can only be registered to the schools within your area because of our preference. You know, some of us, we would like to take our children because of the name of the school, the prestigious of those schools. So we can jump all those boundaries to take our child to the school. I mean, I've got grandchildren at home and we can do that. We live within Lodala Beach. My grandson is right here in Maris Brothers, and I've got few ones in the Holy Trinity, you know, like in, you don't go to the vicinity that you're in. So you jump within all that. Well, maybe this is the time. This is the time. If you have made the decision and said, okay, the most practical for us is to be staying there and look around the schools around you. And if they can offer that, I mean, it's amazing what God is doing. Maybe He can take us through to online. There are certain things that no longer has to do with the name of the school, but all has to do with your child and you. And a lot of things God is doing. So you need to make yourself, you know, allow God to allow that adjustment. Yeah. Yes. Some of us can be so hard-hearted to say, okay, you know, I couldn't care less. My life is going to be good. When we were having the meeting on Friday, I was sharing with my husband. One thing that really got my attention was when Mr. Stanley Simpson turned, and then he said, you know, to continue to have full pay is more like, sound more like arrogance. Yeah, and when I heard that, and I said, man, thank you, Stanley, for sharing that. You know, if you, it's indirectly speaking, you're trying to continue to live life like nothing has happened. No, something has happened. There's something, you know, that has happened. So you need to make an adjustment. So go back to you watching in this morning. You need to accept the fact something has happened. So you can continue to act like maybe your pay is not disturbed. Maybe you don't have a pay cut or nothing has changed. But you cannot continue to live like nothing has happened. Everything around you has changed. Everybody around you has changed. So you need to make those adjustments. So first, those are the steps for you to do your reality check and your assessment. What do you have? What you don't have? What you need to do? And third, you need to make those sacrificial decisions, which means some things you're going to decide to do that you don't really want to do. I don't want to be waking up early in the morning, you know. You mean, you'll have your issue. Or some of you, you're so used to be staying with your parents or having your parents back at home. One thing that I've noticed, for us who look after our family, we don't have our parents staying at home. Well, we are go-getters. Nobody's going to look after your child. You have to stand up and look after your family yourself. Whatever it takes, you need to do it. But for some of us who have our moms staying at home and our dad, mostly our moms, for us women, we are so reliant on them. Like moms, they've never stopped being a mom. They continue to look up. So it makes you a lazy woman, a lazy mother. So you're waiting on your mother. That's your family. You're supposed to rise up, look after your family. Some of us haven't really, you know, gotten out of that nest. You need to, because if not, you will be struggling. You can't take ownership. You need to take ownership one level of your time. Maybe some of us used to have laundry taken to the laundry, a house girl that you pay to come and clean up your house. Maybe it's this is the time for you to tell your house girl, it's okay, I can sweep my house, or I can mop. You know, take ownership. The life has changed a bit. So you need to take on those changes and have wisdom, the things around you. Maybe before you used to buy a lot of other things that you can afford. You may still can afford now, but how long can you still go on? You need to make those adjustments. I had a Bible from one of our members. Thank you, Auntie Maggie and Tanga Stretchy Tamaki.
And she actually sent me a summary of everything that their zone got affected and the members. Most of the jobs in New Zealand, which our members were going to from the feedback that I got, most of them are on 20% pay cut, and some of them on 3 days, some on 4 days, some still operating from home, some with their rent. And when I was reading, and, you know, like that really was a piece of advice to everybody, because what they were doing, they were approaching their landlords and to ask them whether they can reduce the rent. In Australia and New Zealand, they pay weekly rent. Unlike for us in Fiji, we pay monthly rent. So those are adjustments. And you need to face reality that this is life. And if you used to go to McDonald's every day of your life or 3 days a week, well, this is a time to, I mean, the business will suffer, but you need to do some decisions. At home, it's so easy because I've got five boys and now two girls, seven at one time. And sometimes if I'm late in doing something for them, and it's easy for me to say, okay, can somebody go and buy that? But no. And it's amazing. After all the 2 months of COVID, they've only eaten two or three times McDonald's. So there was a big change for us. And those are the adjustments that you need to do. So I'll give this time to Gaselevi if he wants to share anything along that line on the commitment. I mean, to take us to the level of what to do on their prayer life, where they're at, the fasting, what fasting they can do, or things that can help them. I'm talking about those maybe who do not belong to New Methodist. And also for those who belong to New Methodist, don't just wait for the fasting for Talanga Stiko to announce or for the monthly one. No, you do your own fasting for your survival.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When we're talking about taking up your position, when we're talking about do something that you can't just pray and fast and wait, no, it's about time that you stand up and take ownership.
Amen.
So it's all right across the Bible.
Yeah.
God's performance or God's miracle or what happened, the signs and wonders, they came in because somebody stood in the gap. Somebody did something.
Amen.
Exactly what we are facing today. A lot of us that will be just hoping, hearing this message, hearing this preaching, hearing this teaching, but we do nothing.
Yeah.
We continue to live as nothing happened.
Amen.
That you need to take up your position.
Yeah.
You need to go and fast and pray. Okay, if you pray, that means you go and really pray, not just pray because you are not going to the church. You are okay, you can pray from home. No, it's a little bit different prayer. It's a sacrificial prayer.
Hallelujah.
That means you come out from your comfort zone. And you need to go through fasting. What is fasting? Fasting is sacrifice, something that you love to eat. We love to eat because we're supposed to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when, say, for example, we're going through 48 hours, you have your breakfast on Wednesday, then all liquid, and then you breakfast again on Friday. We call it 48 hours. All this thing is something that you stand up and take ownership. You are not just hoping something that will fall from heaven. Yeah, no, it's not like that. Walking with God, you need to come away from faith and go to trust. Faith is good, but trust is depending on His word.
Wow.
We can have faith because we know, back of our mind, we know that there is a God. But trust, you need to act upon His word. So when we talk about fast, you can fast. Some of us, you can fast 6 to 6. Some of us, we can fast liquid 6 to 6. Some of us, we can go through what we call Esther fasting or Daniel fasting. There's a lot of fasting. And I want to encourage us today. All this fasting, all this prayer is take ownership.
Amen.
Not only just praying, not only just reading the word. It's more than that. It's go into the what we call when the rubber meets the road. We do it ourselves.
Amen.
Like for us, we do our sacrifice and fasting, including our children, and Holy Communion, praying every evening at 8 o'clock, come together and sing. Whatever you are doing, you leave that and you come and pray together. And that is walking the talk.
Amen.
There's a lot of teaching that we can, tal-tal like me, sometimes we're full of words and we talk about theology and all in the Bible. But now, this is the time to take the things in the Bible and walk in the street.
Amen.
And that street is called the state of state. And I want to invite us to do our Holy Communion. Now, we will commit all those that are suffering at home in one way or the other, losing your job, a financial situation.
This is the time when you're listening in this morning, it's your moment with God.
your moment with God, which means bring everything to your mind and your heart, whatever that you're facing, and this is your moment with God. And as you pray, you're actually making that plea and that covenant with God.
Yes.
For his divine intervention. Like what I said, no one has got the power and the authority to help you, but it's only God. And you need him on your side to do that. And as we will go through the process of having this Holy Communion, it's going to be a Holy Communion with covenant.
Yes.
A covenant that you have with God. If you're sitting together with your family, this is the time. Get your children to, you know, to be ready. This is your moment. This is the time to pray together and have that covenant together. Husband and wife, or if you're by yourself, do it wherever you are. Don't allow anything around you to stop you from having this moment. You know, in Psalms 8, from 3 to 6, it says, when I consider the heavens, the mighty work of your hands, the moon and the stars that you have set in place, what is man that you think of him, mere man, and yet you care for him? You created him just a little lower than the heavenly beings. You crowned him with your glory and honor. You made him ruler, or you gave him dominion over all the works of your hand and put it under his feet. And when you're listening today, because I need you, after you finish with the Holy Communion today, you need to believe that God has given you dominion. God has given you authority over all that he has created. You serve on a low man line. Na vula na kalo kalo na kena tupa baka matao. Adaba na tamata monindo na numi koe kina. Se lubi ni tamata monindo talebi koe kina. Ki mninge mbuli koe me uusi bi lele baka sambo nga baka lele me biira na inglosi. Ki mninge baka isalata ki koe na uku uku kena langi langi. Ki mninge sulibi koe me lewana kake venga ki mninge sambulia en na ruku ni abana. So, as you partake your Holy Communion today, you are coming in with God on the covenant, on the power of his word, that he has given you the authority and dominion. Whatever situation you're facing right now, God is going to guide you. This is the moment for you to take stock, take ownership, and say to your God, I need you on my side. I need you to increase my faith. I need you to ordain my steps. I need you to guide me in everything that I do. So,
hallelujah.
I will ask the celebrity leaders to take this Holy Communion, and then he'll also pray for you and I today.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tolonga naka kenda mbuli kina ndua udia nakalu.
Amen.
Kena kena ruat topa mata kena kalu.
Amen.
Kena kena tolu kaya same walu. And mbuli seranga menda lewa nakake denga.
Amen.
So this is a covenant with God that you take back your position as dominion, a kingdom. Principle.
Amen.
Daruwanga tanga manrai, daruwanga tanga na waini, kau chisu. Do the kabongon dungi wanga na numi okina.
Amen.
So this is a commandment of God.
Amen.
Always do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat bread together. Lord, we thank you. We praise
Father,
your mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the bread. This is your body. And thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let us eat together. When they finish their dinner, he poured the wine and he said, this is my blood. This is represent the new covenant.
Amen.
When you drink this, remember, it is my blood.
Amen.
Let us drink together. Lord, we thank you. We praise your mighty name. We thank you for partaking this Holy Communion.
Yes, Father.
And we pray for restoration.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for healing. We pray for good relationship.
Yes, Father.
Between husband and wife,
oh,
between
hallelujah.
Parents and their children.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, that the covenant that we made today, this morning, will be last longing to
Father.
People's life.
Yes, Lord.
And bring and call good tidings. Healing, restoration,
Lord,
open doors. They will break through
Lord,
in every areas
Jesus.
Of their life.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father God,
oh,
because
you,
your word says so. Those
yes,
who
Lord.
Trust in you,
yes.
they are like Mount Zion.
Oh,
they will
Jesus.
Never be shaken.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father God, today. Thank you for blessings into people's life.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for blessing that man, blessing that woman,
yes, Lord.
Blessing that couple,
oh,
healing
yes.
that sick.
Oh, hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God, as we receive healing.
Yes.
Health and good wealth.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. As we say today, partaking the Holy Communion today.
Yes, Father.
According to your word.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
and amen. Na boleh kami ni naturang kita meramah bina boleh bina barong mai. Tapi mama ni tini sih tambo pengonggo and the weather nanti kena gods of our nation. We thank the Lord for the word of God shared by Pastor Rachel Vulono. And we thank you, Father. We thank the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit of this powerful sharing from the platform.
We also invite you to join us every Sunday, God of Our Nation, program 10:30. We will be using this program to teach you the basic practical way to live. Sometimes we get so worked up and so taken up by the Bible. Yeah, the Bible is there. And we want to bring that Bible closer to you. It's not just a book to be read and to be understood. It's a book to be lived and loved. So join us every 10:30 every Sunday, and we will be here to help, guide, and give you practical steps on how to love Jesus and live right. So stay tuned.
Remember, from tomorrow, 7 to 8, Holy Spirit Conference online on Souls to Jesus page. From the studio here in Turek in Suba, we say God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.